driving and praying in the Spirit? What about the habit of, let's see, what's one of my favorite verses? And say it out loud. What about the habit of, who do I call today to bless? Who do I call today? Who do I, you know, all these habits that form. And so I think God wants us to refresh and anoint. He wants to anoint some of the habits that we do that are good. He wants to bless them. Yeah. Dan has a habit of driving a billion miles a year, and that habit was blessed. But we need to treasure his message in its entirety, and in us, the love of God will be perfected. Praise the Lord. Second part of review from 1 John was, that which you treasure in your heart, you will follow. That's Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Why do people do what they do? Why do people do the trash that they do? Because that's what's in their heart, and they treasure that. So what we need to make sure to do is to refine our treasures, what we treasure the most. Now, Mary treasures a cup of coffee every morning, so I make her a cup of coffee every morning. It gives me very good points with her. And you know what? If I haven't made it, she goes, I can't make it like you make it. Really? Dump, dump, push. So thank you for treasuring the Spirit of God in the house of God. Thank you for treasuring the Spirit of God in your day-to-day life. Thank you for treasuring what God is doing in your midst day to day, today, today. What does God want to do this afternoon for you today? What do you treasure this afternoon? Hallelujah. So on 2nd and 3rd John, I was going to go over Jude, but obviously I didn't get to it. But just look at 2 John. Let's read 2 John verses 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Let's read that, and then I'll go over some of this stuff. Okay, to the elder, to the elect lady and her children, I won't go over why that's there, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth. Do you know the truth? Remember, the truth is a person. The truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Because the truth which abides in us will be with us forever. Verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. You see something repeated here? I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth. Everyone say truth. And we received the commandment from the Father. Five times. Everyone say five. Five times the word truth is repeated in these four verses. So John is trying to get something across to us about truth. That truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. 40 times in the book of Psalms, the word truth is written. I love doing those kind of studies, you know that. And it's 105 times in the New Testament, but 42 of them are in the Gospel of John and his three epistles and Revelation. So John, why did John write about truth so much? It was John that had that type of relationship with the truth. His name was Jesus. We need to have that closeness to Jesus, and truth will follow. I love that. And I just think it's really interesting how Jesus is the truth, but the devil's name is the father of lies, the opposite of truth. He will always lie. He will never not lie. The devil is a liar and will never do anything but lie. He will tell you sometimes through appropriate people, don't believe that. That's a lie. You believe the truth, and you stand on the truth. If you are the only one, I'll smile. I don't want to get hairy here. If you're the only one that's believing something, and you believe it's truth, then don't move. Don't move off that truth. Believe it. And even if that baby never come to pass, you'll stand before God and He will say, you kept believing. How many of you ever believed on something and it didn't work out? Come on, let's be real here, okay? Well, I want to stand before God and have Him say, at least you didn't quit believing, even if it did not come to pass. So I'm challenging you today to keep believing the truth that God has given to you. And then we're going to look at John's desires for you and me. Everyone say me. Now look at your neighbor and say, you and me. You and me. 3 John, verses 2 through 4. Beloved, let us love one another. Okay. I pray that you may prosper in all things. Somebody ought to be saying amen or shouting something here. Come on. This is really good. This is a huge promise. This is a mega promise. Beloved, I pray that you would prosper. What's prosper mean? Is prosper a good word or a bad word? Prosper is a really, really, really good word, right? I like to prosper. That means I have more than enough, right? That's what prosper means, to have more than enough. How many of you like to have leftovers in your checkbook at the end of the month? Or whenever, at the end of your season, if you're in farming or that type of business where you pay things later. I like that. I like pluses. I don't like minuses. Right? And it's not just finances. It's some things in our life. No, it's all things in our life. I got up this morning, I felt like a railroad train track ran over me. I'm going to church no matter what. And I'm going to preach no matter what. I don't care how I feel. So body, come in line. And we got into worship and poof, it was like, okay, this is going to turn out really good. Not just prosper, but be in health. Come on. We can believe God for the best health. We can't do stupid things. We have to do smart things and get smarter and keep fine-tuning and that type of thing and listening to the right voice. But this is God's desire for you and me to be prosperous and to have great health. I love water skiing. I don't care what they think about me. I love doing it. And they keep saying, well, how long are you going to do it? I'm going to do it till I'm 100. I don't care. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not giving in. I don't care what the world says. And Ron, you can farm as long as you want to until God says stop. I don't care what the world says. Joe, you can do your work in the mission field as long as you want because God says you can do it. If you're 105 and you're going back to Hong Kong, well, God bless you then. Come on. Come on. You don't listen to what the world has to say. It's a liar. The world is a liar. It is not full of truth. It is not full of prosperity and all things in health. That's not the world. God is. We have to believe God is. Hallelujah. Next verse. Whew. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. Verse 4. And I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I can tell you how many of you, along with me, just really love great testimonies. Come on. Thank you, Dan. That's a great testimony. Come on. We love hearing good things that happen. Amen? And that's how we walk in that truth. It builds our faith, right? Hallelujah. So let's talk about that word walk for just a minute here. To walk in truth, the definition of the walk, it's your, and I do this a little bit for our young people here. What's it mean when the word says walk? It's your way of life. It's your conduct. It's your relationship with God. Even the ungodly have a walk, but it's a walk of the ungodly. It's a walk of wickedness. But righteousness, we want to walk in righteousness. I don't want to get into a long thing on walking. But and what we desire in our life reveals our walk. What kind of walk we have will be shown in the desires that we have. You all have a great walk of honoring the Sabbath. One of the commandments is you're in church as much as possible. Right? So sometimes we maybe overlook some of those simplistic things, you know, to be encouraging. Okay, you're doing right. This is right. It's right for a young family. Our kids were drugged, right? Drug them to church on Sunday morning and sometimes Wednesday night. And keep bringing those kids to church, no matter what. So anyway, but that's really all I have is that we want to have the desires of the Lord in our life. What's that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. But let's stand. Faith will light our road today. Faith will light our road tomorrow. And faith will light the road that we live the rest of our life. And God, we thank you for grace. Thank you for a measure of grace for every season that we're in. And thank you for the grace of God that you anoint our beliefs, the things we're believing God for. And sometimes the things that that just happen, right? They just happen. And there's a grace for that when we go, well, I didn't see that one coming. But there's a grace for that. So, Father, release into us today the abundance of grace for the seasons that we're in. Lord, we are so grateful for your word, thankful for your spirit, thankful for your love. God, just thank you for everything you are to us. And for that, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you.